Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs.
Hi, this is Kelly, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear for the week of January 18th, 2021. This week, we are going to be talking about stress, hormones, and your skin. Now, for some of you, you might not realize it, but there's a very good and big connection, a strong connection between what's going on under the surface and what appears on the surface of our skin. So, do you happen to be one of those adults who still deals with the embarrassing effects of acne? Have you ever wondered what could be triggering your unsightly and often untimely breakouts? Do you ever experience skin problems or acne when it seems like your stress levels are running on high? Well, if so, you're not imagining things. Our skin's health can undoubtedly reflect what's happening under the surface in terms of our gut health, our stress levels, and our hormones. Eczema, for example, can be a manifestation of food intolerances. Rashes on our skin can indicate an overreactive immune system. And acne can mean that your hormones are out of whack. Well, what can cause our hormone levels to change? Well, many things affect hormone levels, including stress. So we're going to take a closer look at how stress and hormone levels can affect our skin, specifically in terms of acne. And if even the thought of dealing with acne worries you, you're not alone. For many people, the mere idea of achieving clear, perfect skin can make your palms sweat. We would all love to go bare-faced with confidence, radiating health and vitality, but clear skin is actually quite rare. Some 50 million people in the United States are breakout prone, according to the American Academy of Dermatology. So what does it mean when it comes to stress acne? Can stress cause pimples? And if so, what can we do about it? Well, let's take a look at our increasingly stress-powered society. In this day and age, it's no wonder that acne and stress are very much linked. Think about it. You're losing sleep, stressing out over a major life event like finals, your wedding, a big date, a job interview, anything important in your life, only to discover a painful mountain on your chin. Nothing adds insult to injury like a pimple in the middle of your biggest close-up. For some people, it's just an occasional pimple, but for others, the stress cycle can bring regular bouts of breakouts. So, can stress cause acne? The short answer is yes. But for more information, listen on. First of all, stress influences hormones. It's no coincidence that many women tell horror stories about a zit popping up on their wedding day. Stress affects your hormones, and when your hormones are affected, it causes your skin to go haywire. There was a study of 144 medical students in 2017 that showed a strong correlation between acne severity and stress levels. Women who suffer from chronic stress will experience an increase of adrenal androgens, which results in excessive sebum or oil production. The more oil your skin has, the more chance of a clogged pore, which happens to be the impetus of a blemish. Stress can also cause an increase in CRH, which is a certain type of hormone which contributes to inflammation. And inflammation is a key component in acne. So these are some of the many reasons why stress and acne go hand in hand. And then there's diet. Diet always comes into the picture. And while the verdict is still out regarding which diet might be best for acne management, studies suggest that small changes may result in smoother, healthier skin. Data suggests that high glycemic index diets can exacerbate or make acne worse. If you're plagued by persistent bumps, stay away from white bread, processed foods, and added sugar. Studies also suggest a link between dairy and acne, particularly skim milk and low-fat dairy, which may directly affect the hormones that trigger a stress breakout. If you've been struggling with chronic acne and just simply can't figure out which foods may be triggering you, you can also consider seeking a nutritionist's help. Like me, we'll work with you to help you get to the bottom of your acne triggers once and for all. And next of all, stress definitely influences skin repair. There's an obvious link between stress and immunity. Too much stress can become a burden to your immune system. So what does that have to do with acne? Well, it turns out that your immune system plays a pivotal role in the healing process, which applies to blemishes as well. Though having acne caused by stress is common, it's equally possible your acne is just lingering because of the stress. The more stressed and compromised your immune system, the slower your acne will heal. The corollary of that, the stronger your immune system, the faster a pimple is likely to resolve. And then stress definitely causes inflammation. Last but not least, consistent stress affects the way your body functions. When you suffer from stress, your body coping mechanisms come hand in hand with inflammation. Your immune system sends out chemicals that are intended to heal wounds, but unfortunately, these chemicals also cause inflammation. For example, in people with psoriasis, the immune system actually overreacts and sends out too many healing chemicals, and these healing chemicals unwittingly trigger a flare-up. The same is true for acne. Stress can turn a simple, uninflamed pimple or blackout into a painful zit. Well, how do we control stress-related breakouts? Well, stress is just a part of life for most of us. We've come to understand that and believe that. But because stress is a part of our lives, it just means that we have to find other tools to combat our stress-induced acne in our day-to-day lives. So let me give you a few different tips to help manage the stress-acne cycle and achieve your goal of clearer skin. First, exercise. Getting active is the easiest way to relieve stress. Getting your heart rate up raises endorphins and relieves tension. Increased circulation also helps deal with healing and rejuvenation, even in your skin. Second, socialize. Laughing with friends reduces cortisol levels, and a reduction in cortisol levels will reduce inflammation. So pencil in time to socialize, even if via phone or Skype, if you want to keep your stress levels down. And then keep in mind that alcohol can aggravate inflammatory skin conditions like acne and rosacea. So try not to turn to alcohol to help relieve your stress. I know it's something many of us often do when we're definitely under a great deal of stress, but you might want to think twice because that can actually make matters worse for you. Better options, go for a walk. Head outside for a hike. See a movie. But these are the kinds of things that you may want to do with your close family or friends rather than hitting the bar each time you go out to catch up. And then third, you want to use, you could try some clinically proven ingredients. And I'm going to provide three here for you. The first is tea tree oil. This is an all-natural, plant-based acne fighter that's been widely studied for the treatment of acne and fungal infections. as a powerful antibacterial agent, tea tree oil rivals the efficacy of benzoyl peroxide. Now, many of you might have heard of or even used benzoyl peroxide. I certainly know I did when I was a kid dealing with a lot of acne. But you might not have heard of tea tree oil. Well, there was a study in 1990 that compared 5% tea tree oil to a 5% benzoyl peroxide solution side by side. Both treatments significantly reduced the number of inflamed pimples, but the side effects were very different. The benzoyl peroxide was better at drying out the skin, while the subjects that used tea tree oil had higher oil levels. The benzoyl peroxide group had more scaling, redness, irritation, and dryness. And for acne sufferers looking for a less irritating alternative to benzoyl peroxide, tea tree oil can be a wonderful option. It's also better suited for aging skin since it doesn't reduce sebum as drastically, which promotes more elastic and subtle skin. The next thing you might want to consider is something called salicylic acid. It is an FDA-approved beta-hydroxy acid, and it's not only a good exfoliator, it's a potential anti-inflammatory agent as well. It's an oil-loving acid which helps to resurface the skin and clear out pores, which reduces the frequency of blemishes. And the anti-inflammatory effect of this helps quell active blemishes. It's also a great choice for aging skin or pigmented skin because it helps reduce the look of wrinkles and dark spots over time. And third and last is, I hope I can pronounce this one right, azelaic acid. So this is another gentle acid, azelaic. Let me spell that one for you. It's A-Z-E-L-A-I-C. It's a non-drying alternative to benzoyl peroxide. It's such a gentle ingredient. It's actually recommended for rosacea. If you're not aware, rosacea is a condition that's characterized by inflammatory lesions and redness, and it's often accompanied by acute sensitivity. This particular acid is also very good for fighting hyperpigmentation and scarring left behind after a lesion heals. And the last thought I would like to leave you with today is don't touch. And I know this is a tricky one, but let's say you start implementing gym time and social outings to reduce your stress levels. You use salicylic acid daily, and you might even start to see an improvement after a couple of weeks. But the final piece of the puzzle, if you're just not seeing the complete results that you'd like to see, is try to avoid picking at your skin. When we're stressed, we're more prone to pick and prod at our blemishes and stress pimples, which usually just makes things worse. Picking introduces new bacteria and increases inflammation. Worst of all, it makes scarring worse. So try to keep your hands to yourself if you want to reap the rewards of your good habits. As always, thank you for listening. We welcome your thoughts and value your feedback. And I would love to know what natural skincare product or stress-busting activity have you found that works best for you? Comment below. I would love to hear what you think. And if you haven't already done so, head on over to the website, happyhuman.com. That's happy with an I, to sign up for our newsletter so that you can receive the blogs as they come out a couple of times a month. And of course, if I can help you or a loved one with your nutritional needs or things that might be triggering your breakouts, feel free to make an appointment to see me today. You can reach me at kelly@happyhuman.com, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram as well. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.